Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
As someone who values the correct and proper use of our beautiful English language, these are dark days for me. As if it's not bad enough that I constantly hear people say, "I seen," when they mean "I saw," now I have to deal with folks who wield the period at the end of a sentence as a bludgeon. I know you've seen it too. A writer will put a period after each word in a sentence, in effect making it several one-word sentences. Let's take a simple declarative sentence like this one. I am not happy that the market is out of tomatoes. Well, that's an innocent statement of disappointment, right? But in the hands of a writer whose anger regarding the absence of tomatoes apparently cannot be overstated, the sentence now reads like this. I, period, am not happy that the market is out of tomatoes. Okay, we get it. The produce section failed to produce. If you're craving a BLT and you've only got bacon and lettuce, I can only imagine your heartbreak. But do we really need to turn one sentence into 11? It's clear how and why this trend has developed. The point is to supply emphasis. By forcing the reader to pause after every word, the message is delivered much more forcefully than it would otherwise be, like this. Each word gets to make its own emphatic statement. See what I did there? I'm not a fan of using 10 words when 2 will do. We all did that back in our school days when we were instructed to write a 500-word essay and ended up padding the thing so recklessly we didn't fool anyone, especially the teacher. But I'm also not inclined to use one word when the meaning is unclear. The word to, T-O, is never its own sentence. A sentence usually needs a subject and a verb. One of the shortest sentences in literature is this one from Ulysses, Jesus wept. Putting a period after Jesus and after wept would have destroyed the power of that simple two-word sentence, and that would have made me cry. There's no shortage of grammatical blunders we all make. What about fewer or less? Fewer refers to something you can count. Less refers to something you can't. Fewer cans, less beer. Come on, they get it at the fraternity house. Okay, to this point, are you disinterested in what I'm saying or uninterested? There's a difference. Disinterested means you have no bias about the message. Uninterested means you wish I would just go away. Let me share one that almost everyone gets wrong, myself included. The word nauseous technically means to be capable of making others nauseated. Nauseated means not feeling well. I have to admit I didn't know that one. Suddenly I'm feeling nauseated. I hope I'm not being nauseous toward you. You shouldn't have to suffer as well. Here's one that grinds my gears. I call it coulda, woulda, shoulda. Way too many folks believe those are short for could of, would of, and should of. Obviously, the correct usage is could have, would have, and should have. I guess we all should have paid more attention in English class.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.